If you're tired all the time, this episode is for you. Not just a little tired. I'm talking about you wake up exhausted, you hit a wall in the middle of the day, your brain feels foggy, and no matter what you do, it doesn't fully go away. And that's not normal. And today, we're going to break it down why this is happening and what you can actually do about it. Now, today, I'm joined by Maz Rudzinski. And Maz is a doctor of Chinese medicine who focuses on helping people restore their energy using simple daily habits and something called the life force energy or qi. But today, we're not going to keep it this abstract at all. We're gonna make it practical, okay? I just wanna start right here because I think it's so important. I, so many people are so interested in this because they suffer from tiredness, they suffer from fogginess, they don't have energy, they're always feeling like they're dragging their feet, they can't concentrate. So why are so many people exhausted right now?
Great question. It's something I see so commonly as well. And in Chinese medicine, through our lens, we would answer this in several ways. The first is that everything in our life is powered by qi or life force energy. So it can also be somewhat equivalent to our information and communication pathways, but also it just refers to having enough metabolic energy to power our day. So making sure that we have enough energy to digest our food, to assimilate our nutrients, to move all of our various neurotransmitters, hormones, endogenous chemicals around. And if we don't have enough qi, if our life force energy is low, then we're going to slump. We're going to have brain fog. Our body will feel like we're dragging around our limbs. And I like to say to the people that I work with that we're always so conscious of charging up our phone battery or device batteries, or we take care to service and fuel our cars. But often our bodies can be an afterthought. And if we put in just a little bit of daily effort, a few small, simple tweaks, then our energy flourishes and we can feel radiant at every stage of life. So that's part one of my answer. And part two of my answer is that all of those symptoms of fatigue that you talked about, they are messages from an organ called the spleen in Chinese medicine. So in Chinese medicine, when we talk about organs, we talk about much more than just the little biomedical bit of tissue organ. Yep. Somewhere in the body. It's also related to the meridian or acupuncture channel system. It has a psycho-emotional counterpart, a mental counterpart, and it relates to things in the world around us as well. So our spleen rules out digestion. It helps us assimilate nourishment from what we eat and drink, but it also helps us digest our life experiences, and it also keeps our body, it keeps everything in place. It keeps organs in place. It keeps our limbs nice and energized. It energizes our muscles. And when our spleen is a little bit weak, when our spleen energy is weak, then people start to get mental fog. They find it maybe challenging to learn new concepts or to remember things or make sense of things. We start to feel like we're dragging our limbs around. Our digestion suffers as well, and we get those slumps. So we eat something, we feel tired, or we start the day feeling okay, and then, you know, we're slumped before midday. So the spleen is a really common thing, and we can get into later why that happens if you like, but it's very much to do with the modern lifestyle and what Yep. we've been taught in our Western world or westernized world versus what Chinese medicine has practiced for millennia and across, you know, Asia and Southeast Asia as well. So very different lens on how we eat, and it can be very easily applied to our normal diet, our foods that we like to eat, but Right. just with a few simple tweaks that make really big differences.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's even something that has been touched on by modern research as well. So we can get into that later as well, if you'd like to hear more specifics about how modern science is jumping on board and embracing ancient wisdom.
Yes, I definitely would love to learn more about that. And I see that mm-hmm. now. And, you know, before, you know, doctors didn't, you know, they stayed away from it, and they said they didn't want anything to do with it. And, you know, they just wanted to look at what was in their triangle, what they were taught in med mm-hmm. school. But now they realize that there is a lot that Chinese medicine can do. It's been here for thousands of years, and it's helped people tremendously. And now people, a lot of doctors and a lot of people in the medical field are opening up that triangle because they see how it can help and they use it every day. A lot of doctors now, you know, amplify it and put it into their routine when they're helping their patients, which is wonderful. But one question I wanted to ask you is, what are people doing every day that actually makes this worse? Because, you know, people sometimes they don't listen to their bodies. They just, mm-hmm. they keep doing the same routine over and over and over again. And, you know, they don't realize they're actually hurting their body. So what are people doing every day that actually makes this worse for them?
Great question. And the first thing that comes to mind, there's a few that I will go through. But the first thing is a habit that has really come into the limelight recently. People might have seen it on TikTok and in the mainstream media, and that is the fact that we are not eating warm food and drinks. Mm-hmm. This is such a huge contributor, and this is what I was touching on recently with some of the modern research that is embracing Chinese medicine wisdom and actually finding that choosing a diet that focuses on warm food and drinks, on body temperature intake, can improve gut health, cognitive health, can calm depression, anxiety, insomnia, so many positive impacts. And it's just a simple thing that can be accessible to all of us. So in Chinese medicine, because we're very much focused on stoking and charging up that qi, that life force energy, mm-hmm. when we put something cold in the body or something raw as well, then it takes energy to digest and it takes energy to warm up to body temperature. It constricts the muscles and the circulation because it's cold as well. It's not an optimal body temperature. And it uses up energy that could be used for something else, like regulating hormones or balancing the nervous system or amplifying our digestion and metabolism. So that's a really big thing. In the mainstream, we're taught that these fruit and cold things like acai bowls and yeah. all of these cold things are great for our bodies. But in fact, what I've seen in clinic and what I experienced myself when I came to Chinese medicine, because I was into raw food and smoothies and mm-hmm. All of the cold things as well, is the vast difference it made. So I actually had chronic fatigue and an autoimmune breakdown before I came to Chinese medicine. And making that dietary shift was so powerful. The energy levels just skyrocketed. And I see this in clinic as well. I see that simple shift, and how I explain it to my patients is just making sure that everything you put in your mouth is warmer than your body. That's a simple way to remember it. Mm-hmm. That simple shift I've seen clean up inflammation, chronic allergies, bloating, digestive discomfort, period pain. Like, I could go on and on with the list. And that's because it really is the foundation for health. Our digestion is the foundation for health. And this is something that modern medicine is jumping on board with as well now, isn't it? Like, with the idea of like gut health and the microbiome as the root of so many health imbalances and balances, the gut-brain axis, the second nervous system, all of that is gut-based. And in Chinese medicine, we know this so deeply and we revere healthy digestion so much that we place it as the earth element, the foundation for all of our health. So it really is our focus there. So that's one thing that I see a lot of people doing. And when they make that switch, when they're really diligent with, you know, doing that all the time, they notice a difference within a few short weeks. They'll start to notice less bloating, more energy, clearer thinking. The other thing that I would also say is that we, in Chinese medicine, we're very much about living in alignment with nature and her rhythms, because we are living natural beings. We're part of nature. When I see, and this was me as well, I worked in a really high pressure industry before I moved into Chinese medicine. And I wasn't listening to my body when I was pulling 12-hour days rather than taking a rest or going outside, getting my feet on the earth, face to the sun, just breathing, really taking some conscious breaths. Yeah. It was just more coffee to power on, you know, or perhaps mm-hmm. reaching for sugary comfort foods or something easy to eat, like I wasn't even taking time out to, because I felt that there wasn't time. I didn't stand up for my needs enough to make time to eat well and eat away from the desk. So because, as I mentioned before, our spleen rules digestion, but it also rules our digestion of life experiences and data. If we're eating our lunch while working, then our body, our spleen is on double duty, right? It's trying to do the work that we're asking it to do while also digesting our food. And for people like me who've done this in the past, you know, you'll notice that things don't sit so well in your belly afterwards. Maybe you feel bloated or a bit crampy or something, or maybe you feel like that meal didn't really nourish you. You might be reaching for snacks shortly afterwards, or you might be tired. And that's because we haven't taken the time to really receive that nourishment that we're giving ourselves at that time.
You talk about chi, like life force energy. Let's make this simple. So if someone listening is like, what does that even mean? How would you explain that in real life?
So as in, what is chi, or how does it relate to symptoms of fatigue, or both?
Both is actually good.
Yeah. So chi is our life force energy. So we are actually electromagnetic beings. So every little reaction that is happening in the body involves energy. It involves charge. And the more charge that we have, the more efficient our body is at carrying out all of the trillions of processes that are happening in every moment in our beautiful, amazing bodies. And the fact that we are electromagnetic beings is actually something that is recognized by modern medicine. And that's how things like heart and brain scans work. So EEGs and ECGs or EKGs, depending where you are in the world. And they work by measuring our electromagnetic frequency, our unique frequency signature. So it's well documented that we are electromagnetic beings. And as science refines its tools, we're now noticing that we emit biophotons, which is packets of light, that we have different conductance of energy at acupuncture points. And also some physicists did some amazing work showing that they could send sound up the meridians, the acupuncture meridians of the body. So our whole body is an energetic symphony, layered energetic symphony. And when we charge that up and when it's all in harmony, then our health flows from there.
So many people hear about chi, but they don't really know exactly what it means and how powerful it really is and what it could actually do and how do they start. So I think if we could just give people a little bit of an education about what chi actually is and how it plays such a big role in our lives, I think that would be so beneficial, because you hear about it, people talk about it, you see commercials or you see things, but no, you know, you talk to a lot of people, if you ask them what is chi, they're not going to know how to explain it to you, but they see it all over the place. You see it all the time. If we can go a little deep, you know, dive deeper into it, I think that would be great.
Yes. Very simply, it is like a battery that is either depleted or charged that fuels all of our systems in the body. So when we have chi, everything can work. So we don't have things like, say, hypofunction or hypothyroidism, low energy. Anything that's low is generally because there is not enough charge or energy to power those processes. Now, as for what chi is, I could spend days explaining it, but very simply, it's the energy to perform those processes, but it's also the information that is communicated throughout the body about those processes. So we know that health comes from communication between all of our body systems and the ability to maintain a dynamic balance or homeostasis in response to inputs from life, right? So how well we respond to life also depends on how well that chi is able to communicate through the body. So in a way, chi is charge, it's energy, like battery type energy, but it's also information and how clear that information is in being transmitted. And what is important there is how open and flowing our chi is in the body. And the chi flows through the acupuncture meridians or acupuncture channels. And the more open and uncongested and clear those pathways are, they're like information superhighways. Mm-hmm. So it means that signals can move from, you know, our brain to our gut, from our nervous system to regulate various organ functions. And this is why we practice things like acupuncture and qigong. It's to work those acupuncture meridians so that the energy can move smoothly and coherently through the body. And the acupuncture meridians are actually have a lot of similarity to the fascia pathways and the interstitium, which is something that was discovered in, I think, 2018, well, rediscovered really, because Chinese medicine has talked about it for thousands of years, as you were saying. But basically, fascia, as we know, is semiconductive. It's present in all of the organs and tissues of the body.
Yeah.
And when it's clear, we know that we, you know, we don't have pain, we have energy, we move well, everything functions better. We know even that various systems can function better. Mm-hmm. And this is just the biomedical explanation for what qi and what meridians are, because the meridians map the fascia pathways. And when those meridians are open and flowing, the qi is moving through the fascia. The fascia is energized, it's elastic, it's juicy. It's able to transmit information. We know that fascia has a really rich nervous system as well, so it's receiving information. And in that same way, our meridian system is receiving information about our state of health, how tense we might be, our muscle state, our hydration, all of those things. So in a way, qi is, again, energy, it's communication, and it's also processes of transformation. So this is why it's such a big answer, because we can also talk about things like spleen qi, lung qi, kidney qi. So this is the qi or the processes or functions of various organs. So where we have the qi of the whole body, which is how well the whole system works in symphony and how charged it is, how responsive it is, we also have that on a smaller scale for each organ. So when our spleen qi is vital, we digest food well, our organs stay in place, our muscles feel energized, our energy is great throughout the day, our focus mm-hmm. is clear. When our kidney qi is strong, then we have a healthy back and knees. It's also very much related to adrenal health and stress hormones because of the proximity of the adrenal glands to the kidneys. Mm-hmm. And so when people have weak kidneys or the kidney qi is a bit weak, one of the first things I see is like lower back pain and sore knees. It means that the kidneys need some love as well. So does that explain enough before I go into specific things that people can do? Is that?
No, that's that. You explained it wonderfully. I think you really gave people a really detailed note of information that people could actually understand what qi actually is.
I know it's such a huge concept, and it's so unique. I think it's such a big part of Chinese medicine, but we in the West, or our westernized world, view the world differently. So it can be a lot to wrap our heads around. But once we start working with it, people feel it. They feel mm-hmm. when they start, for example, making that small shift to cooked and warm food and drinks, or when they take 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes to do a simple qigong exercise, mm-hmm. they notice that when they move their meridians, they link the breath with movement as well. That's a big part of qi, because we can guide it with our breath, because breath is full of qi. Our air is, you know, full of right. beautiful energy, that when we start working with that, then people notice that just a small qi practice will mm-hmm. brighten their mind, will lift their energy. They feel like, okay, I can get on with my day now. Yeah. And it can even be something as simple as connecting with the qi of Mother Nature, because Mother Nature is full of energy. And this is why it's so important to align with nature's cycles. But something as simple as getting our bodies in the sun, getting our feet on the earth and exchanging electrons with the earth in the form of grounding or earthing. Mm-hmm. That's Chinese medicine as well, right? So we see the human as being connected to earth and the heavens, or earth and the cosmos. And so when we're receiving those beautiful wavelengths from the sun, which, you know, structure everything in our bodies coherently, when we're connected to the earth, then that's another way to charge up our qi. And anyone who's been out in nature or even taken a lunch break, as I often remind the people I work with, take 5 minutes, even if the day's busy, go and take your shoes off, go put your feet on the grass if there's a park nearby. Yeah. And the feedback I get is just, you know, amazement that such a simple thing can power them up. But it's powering up that battery, which is our human body.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Now, you know, here's what I think a lot of people believe, you know, a lot of people, you know, say, well, if I just sleep more or if I drink more coffee, I'll feel better. Why doesn't that actually fix the problem?
Yes, great question. So The sleep one, it can be very much to do with when we're going to sleep. So again, in Chinese medicine, we align with nature's cycles, with our circadian rhythms. And circadian health is something that we've very much talked about these days, but you know, the heart of Chinese medicine. And we understand that we need to be asleep by 9 o'clock at night. So that we can go into a deep, restful sleep before the energy of the day starts to rise. So on the daily yin-yang, yin-yang cycle, we say that yang, which is the active, productive energy, starts to rise at midnight. So if we're going to bed at 11, 12, 1 a.m., then we're going to sleep when that energy is already starting to rise. So right. we need to dip into that sleep while we're still in the yin stage. So usually by 9 p.m. is great, 9:30 at a push. Mm-hmm. But if we go to sleep then our body can drop into that deep state of rest, that yin state. We also know from both Chinese and modern medicine that this is a time when a lot of repair happens, when a lot of regulation happens. So if we're missing out on rest at that time, if instead we're working or consuming information or data, entertainment, whatever, then we're missing out on that vital window of restoration for the next day. So being in bed by that time is really important. And rising with the sun as much as possible. I know that there's differences, obviously, depending where people are in the world, but as much as possible aligning with those natural rhythms and even getting 1 or 2 minutes of daylight at different times of day, because we respond, we're like solar panels or sunflowers, we're no different. We are living beings and we respond to that input. We have photoreceptors all through our body and we are regulated by where the sun is in the sky, and that tells our body how to behave. So if we're inside and we're missing out on that natural light, then the body's like, oh, it's time to power down. Let's get ready for sleep. So that natural light is really important. I was a coffee fiend before I turned to Chinese medicine, and it was the thing that was propping me up because I wasn't filling myself up with lasting energy.
Yeah.
So we talked about kidneys and the adrenal energy. So in Chinese medicine, we also have a concept of essence or jing. So this is where qi is our daily energy battery. So it's like our daily savings account that we, you know, pay for food and other stuff with.
Right.
We also have like a long-term endowment, like a trust fund of energy that we're all born with. Mm-hmm. And that is the jing or the essence. So this is reserves that we can dip into in life or death situations.
Right.
So for example, if, you know, there's a bus coming at us, it'll spark off huge reserves of stress hormones to power our muscles, our heart and lungs to jump out of the way. Or we've all heard the stories about mothers that have superhuman strength to save their children. Mm-hmm. So this is where we dip into jing. It's life and death stuff.
Yep.
But when we are reaching for stimulants, we feel great because we're dipping into that jing. We're liberating those stress hormones. So we feel invincible in the short term, but it's chipping away at those reserves. And when we chip away at that jing, so jing is very much our essence. Mm-hmm. Dictates how well we age, how vibrantly we age. It also governs how we heal from injury, how we repair, how we deal with life's ups and downs. So we want to really protect those reserves. They're not something to be dipped into just to meet deadlines like I was doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now let's fix this. So if someone is listening and they feel completely drained right now, what are actually two or three things they can start doing today that would actually help them?
Great question. So I would suggest an early bedtime. So starting to wind down an hour before bed. So because we receive cues from the lighting around us, so starting to dim the lighting so that the body knows that it's time to wind down for sleep. So actually in our house, we have a lot of red lights and amber lights that we use in the evening. We don't use bright lights that, you know, try to mimic daylight because then that keeps us more wound up. So watching your light consumption before bed and then aiming to get to bed by 9 p.m., that's step one. Step two is absolutely, I feel like I'm always banging on about this, but the cooked and warm food and drinks. I really cannot overstate how profound that is and what a huge difference it makes. And step three would be to move your body in a way that feels good for you. And in our culture, I think cardio and high intensity stuff is glorified. I think we're maybe coming out of the end of that a little bit now with more somatic practices, things like yin yoga and so on, which is all Chinese medicine at its heart as well. But we have this glorification of, you know, just do it, just smash it, go harder, moving in a way that feels good for you. And if people want to start immediately, so before you could even, I mean, I love Qigong. I think it's so gentle. It's like energy work or similar to Tai Chi for people who've not heard of it before. Right. But even if you don't have time to look that up immediately, then something as simple as going for a walk with no distractions. So not listening to an eye, like a, not having your podcasts or, you know, music or anything, but just actually taking time to tune into your body, swinging your arms. There's a Qigong move doing the rounds in the media at the moment, which is arm swinging. Mm-hmm. So this is just literally swinging your arms up and letting them fall. But we can replicate that movement by walking. So taking a mindful walk, observing how our breath is moving through the body,
right,
bringing in that element of connection to nature, feeling the sun and the breeze on the skin. We know, for example, in Japanese culture, they're really big on forest bathing. And it's actually something that in Scotland, GPs are prescribing. They're prescribing nature prescriptions. Mm-hmm. So we can take a walk outside, even if we're in a city, but you can see nature everywhere. There'll be a tree somewhere or a bird or a butterfly, you know, just taking time to connect with the living world around us. So sleep and light environment, the warm food and drinks, and the moving the body, and the extra bonus connecting to nature.
I love that. Now, what are the biggest hidden things that are draining people's energy that they don't even realize?
So we talked about diet, you know, the cooked and warm food and drinks. I think there's also eating foods close to nature is more energizing, mm-hmm. and convenience foods, even those that are, you know, gluten-free and healthy, they've been processed so that they don't break down. So they're already further away from living vital foods. So the more we can prioritize whole foods close to nature, eating in alignment with nature, eating seasonally because we're connected to nature's cycles is a really important, is an important way that we can boost our energy. Mm-hmm. I think also living in alignment with Mother Nature, but living in alignment with our inner world as well. So, you know, it's, I think it's easy for us to connect to material things like herbs and foods and movement, mm-hmm. but a increasing focus in my work when I guide people is that connection to self, that self-knowledge, self-connection, tuning in to our, you know, inner wisdom, and also ensuring alignment in every aspect of our being. So I know, I mean, I've definitely been there in a much greater way where we do things that are not in alignment with what we want to do, or we might say, you know, someone maybe asks us to do something that we don't want to do.
Right.
And it can sometimes be easier to just agree or people please. Mm-hmm. But actually when we say that we want to do something that we don't want to do, it creates an incoherence. And the energy is working against each other, right? So it's like the energy is fighting each other rather than compounding together and moving in the same direction. So I think when we have integrity with what we say, what we think, and what we do, it's such a huge liberator of energy. And part of that is really getting to know who you are, what you want beyond what society tells you to want, or what you think you should want, or what people around you tell you you should want.
Yeah.
And this is what I love about meditation, about slowing down so that those little inner whispers can start to bubble up. And also I really love stream of consciousness journaling as well. I find this is such a great way to, you know, unearth the layers of what's behind that motivation. It's like, I say I want this, but why? Like, what would happen if that happened? And if it didn't, what would it mean? So there's so many beautiful prompts that I turn to really get to know, you know, what am I trying to achieve with this? Is it in alignment with my values? I think that's such an important thing as well, like when we're living in alignment with our values, then we're fueled by the cosmic energy all around us, because we're in alignment with the world, with Mother Nature. And yeah, in Chinese thought, we actually have this idea that true health is actually about, it's more than just being symptom free. It's about living the destiny that you came here to fulfill. Yeah. So living your soul's destiny is such a big energy liberator or charger up of energy. So the more that we can connect within, the more that we can get curious, and the more that we can just learn from each and every experience, I think then that adds to our energy as well.
Yeah. Now let's make this simple. Like, give me a few quick things that people can do, like small habits or hacks that they can start improving their energy right away.
Okay. So, I mean, we've already covered so many, right, with the food and the getting outside. So I won't recap on those. I would say some Qigong is amazing. I have a few free Qigongs on my Qigong flows on my YouTube that you can access. I've also created a short 7-day Qigong energy center and emotional alchemy course. So that's just 10 minutes a day of guiding people back within, connecting with all of the qi in the body and learning how to listen for little cues. So we've got different prompts in there as well that get us to get curious about, you know, what we're thinking, what we're feeling, how we're living, how we're responding, and also cues and prompts about paying attention to how different situations and connections make us feel. So that's one tip that I would like to highlight. So just being aware of when our energy increases and when our energy dips. So I'm sure we've all had that experience of there's people in our life that we catch up with and we feel lit from within afterwards, right? Like your heart is expanded, you feel positive.
Yes.
And maybe there's someone in life that you, every time you see them, the energy gets flat and drained. And so then we get to ask ourselves, like, how much time do I want to invest in this one versus in this one? Like, what am I choosing for my energy? Exactly. And it doesn't have to be relationships. It can be situations, obligations, habits, foods, content. Like, this was a really big one for me. When I was recovering from chronic fatigue, I chose to step away from content that squeezed my adrenals and my stress hormones. So anything that was anxiety, fear inducing, drama inducing, that went out the window and my energy skyrocketed. So the simple thing is observe how you feel in every situation. Or you can even make it a habit to check in every morning and every night and just see what made me feel great today and what didn't feel great. Another simple thing is just to take 2 minutes, set a timer on your phone, pop your hands on your lower belly below your belly button and just allow the body to settle into the chair, like allow your muscles and skeletal system to feel supported.
Yeah.
And then allow your body to be breathed by the energy all around us. So releasing all effort and just observing what happens. I like to give the visual of imagining that we're like a vase and the air is being poured in through the top, right? So it just luxuriously flows into our lower belly and fills us up, and then it just ebbs and flows. We gently release it out of the body, and just a few minutes of that mindful breath and of that connection to the lower abdomen, which is where our jing, our essence, that storehouse of kidney energy lives. Just a few minutes of that can be so empowering and soothing as well, very grounding.
Well, I was wondering if someone was listening and feels exhausted or overwhelmed and they feel stuck, what's the first step that they could do starting today?
Well, I mean, they could have a look at my Qi programs, or they could have a look at my free ebook, which is the Energy Glow Up ebook. So I've got 5 simple tips on there. You can get that from my website. And it's just a reminder of so many of the tips that we've talked about in this beautiful conversation, and they can refer to that. So I've even got some basic journal prompts, some food ideas, the reminder about the cooked and warm food and drinks. So that would be probably my step one for someone. So it's a very short little ebook. It's very easy to follow and very easy to implement. You could literally download it and start immediately and notice a difference very soon.
Love that. Now tell everybody about the services and the different things that you provide.
So I have created several Qi programs, which are all about charging up our life force energy. And I came to this because after 13 years of clinical work, I found that my lifestyle coaching, my lifestyle advice was the same for every single person that came through. I mean, there were minor variations for individuals, but the foundation was always the same. So it's everything that we've talked about here, in alignment with Mother Nature, living in alignment with the environment and the inner environment, the food and drink that we choose and how we choose to eat it, when we eat it, the daily sleep-wake cycle, movement, and getting to befriend our bodies, alchemizing our emotions. So all of these things were the foundation, because when that's taken care of, our energy flourishes and then the body resolves whatever is happening, because our bodies are brilliant and they want to heal. They know how to heal. It's why we, you know, heal cuts or fractures. The body knows what to do when it just has the energy to perform all those functions. So I noticed that there was a similarity to everything that I shared with my people I was working with. So I've packaged all of that up into the Radiant Energy Reset, which is a beautiful course that has information about why we do what we do and how to do it, how to weave it into your life, how to customize, say, your meals so that they're in alignment with Chinese medicine principles, different hacks for making applying the Chinese medicine principles easy. Like, the one thing I will share is carry a thermos or flask with hot water or hot herbal tea so that you always have warm drinks so you're not caught out. That's such a big health saver.
Yeah.
And I've also got some basic qigong and meditation and guidance and connecting to the emotions and the mental state as well. So that's like an all-in-one foundation. It's got a guidebook to help you implement a daily like prompt and check-ins as well. So that's a really great place to start that body literacy or that self-literacy, self-knowledge, self-connection, learning our body wisdom. And then I've got a short course, the Qigong Reset. It's called Coming Home to You. So it's all about Qigong, which is energy work. And it's gentle flowing movement, linking breath and intent. And we also share some beautiful practices from Taoism, like the microcosmic orbit. So just charging up your energy battery and then how to apply that to life. And within that one, we also look at the energy centers, the chakra system, how that relates to different acupuncture points in the body. So in both programs, I share some information about acupressure that people can use. So the bigger course is more focused on digestion, because as we said earlier in our chat, digestion is at the foundation of health. The more we can, it's not so much what you eat, but how well you digest it will dictate how much energy you have. And then in the Qigong course, we have acupressure points for each energy center and the related emotions that relate to that energy center. Our spleen is related to our solar plexus, which can be very much related to boundaries.
Right.
So if we notice that we put our own needs last, then we might want to do some work around the spleen and solar plexus. So we've got a section dedicated to that energy center and prompts that we can look at in our own lives where we can maybe consolidate that energy. Also different acupuncture points that we can charge up to also charge up that energy center.
I love that. I love that.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
Yes. So I am at drmaz.earth. That's my website. I have a podcast as well. So you can reach that through my website. That's on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, all the usual places. So that's Balanced Natural Health with Dr. Maz. I'm also on Insta, YouTube, and Facebook. So it's, I think they're all Dr. Maz underscore Qi, but I think that'll be in the show notes, won't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And I have a newsletter as well. So that's a free newsletter that comes out once a month, and you can join that on my website as well.
You know, what I love is that you give the message that being tired all the time is not normal, and that it's a signal, and that once you understand what your body is trying to tell you, you can actually do something about it. And because sometimes people think, oh, it's just my age, I'm getting older, you know, and they don't really realize that it's how they're taking care of their body. And it's more than that. And their body is trying to message them, because you could be at any age, and, you know, mm-hmm. you could be, and if you're getting tired all the time, you're dragging your feet and you just don't feel right. It's because there's a root cause for it, and that we need to understand our body, what it's trying to tell us and what it's trying to communicate with us. So I really, really thank you for being on the show today. I think the message that you came across and really showing people how they could step by step, you know, improve their overall health when it comes to feeling fatigue, feeling tired, and you know, just the little tweaks that they can do in their life to make huge differences. Because if you feel energetic and you feel, you know, good about yourself and you're thinking clearly, you know, just it's amazing how much you could enjoy your life. Because when you're feeling tired and you're dragging yourself and you can't think clearly, you know, it's a terrible feeling. So I really thank you for coming on the show and explaining about Qi and explaining about how to really, you know, incorporate it into your life and to make a huge, huge change. And I love what you're doing. I think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to just say thank you so much for having me on here. I've so enjoyed our chat, but also just what you said about the tiredness not being a normal thing and being a symptom or a message from our beautiful bodies that something yeah. is calling for our attention. Because, you know, I'm going through the perimenopausal transition now, and you hear mm-hmm. so much like, oh, it's just because, you know, you're tired because, you know, perimenopause, or you're tired because you know we're getting older, it's just normal, things don't heal as quickly. That's something I heard from one of my surfing buddies the other day, like, I don't charge it as hard now because things take forever to heal. And that's actually not true. Like, that's not been my experience. I feel better now than I did in my 20s. My energy is vibrant, but it's because I'm really grateful that I've had access to this beautiful medicine. It's why I'm so passionate about sharing it with others, because, you know, this transition can be beautiful for women. We can feel vibrant at any age. Like, I'm off surfing now, mm-hmm. like the sun's come up, so when we finish I'm gonna go surf. And it's possible for all of us when we cultivate our chi, our life force energy.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you'll come back, and I hope we could talk more, because there's so many topics that we could touch base on. And the topic you just mentioned now, you know, people think because you're going through perimenopause and menopause this is expected, but it doesn't have to be. You know, there are lots of things you could do to avoid, you know, a lot of the symptoms and to feel younger and to feel more vibrant. We don't, just because we're aging, you know, doesn't mean that we have to feel our age. You know, there's so many things that we can do. And I just thank you once again for being on the show. You've been a pleasure. And thank you so much for sharing your knowledge today with us.
Thank you so much. I've absolutely loved it. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Too.